last month. We'll convene this meeting of the Legislative Energy Commission. Welcome to the new members who've been appointed. I went back and listened to the audio tapes of previous Legislative Energy Commissions because I've never served on them before, to kind of see how it ran, and particularly to see how the first meetings ran. And they were usually pretty short and gathered together for organizing purposes, which is what we're here for today. We've passed out a copy of the statute, and the duties and the work are described in Subdivision 3. So over the next 2 years, that's what we'll be working on together. I know in the past, other members who've been on it have gone on field trips to visit energy-related sites to bring some learning back to the state of Minnesota. I would expect we'd be doing that. We've also talked about having some meetings during the interim, roughly once a month. And I know for members who come in here to do work, for members who typically come in a day or two a month, it'll provide one more opportunity to come in and get mileage and to DM while you're doing other work, because I would expect the commission's not going to be meeting all day. And I think if we have meetings roughly once a month, we'll be driving towards a work product. In the past, this commission, the struggle that it has is it's not really a legislative committee. It doesn't get bills referred to it. And so apparently you're electric. So it's really up to the members to make it a working and functional body that comes up with a work product that moves things forward in the state of Minnesota. And I think Senator Marty and I are hoping that this group can be one of the groups that's effective at using this commission to bring energy policy to the state of Minnesota.
I'll just add that I think that when you look at the duties of the commission, one of them is to solicit and consider public input as we look at the state's energy policy. And I think that that's something that in the last couple of months has been seeing certainly a lot of interest in energy issues. And I think it would be helpful if we do convene everyone from advocates and utilities and business community and labor and everyone together to be talking about what direction we should be going and moving forward on this. And again, I think the commission has potential. We can use it for what we want to use it for. But I think it is potential to start mapping out how we move ahead in energy policy in a way that maybe will be a little bit, at times it's been divisive, and I hope maybe we can bring people together. You got your quorum.
And so our objective this morning was the election of chairs, which in the past has been a process that hasn't taken a very long time. And we didn't figure that we would start undertaking work today, but that we, after we elect chairs, do some organizing to put a plan together for the interim time period. So, and what typically has happened, the House member holds a gavel while the Senate election takes place, and then the Senate member holds a gavel while the House election takes place. It has always been the case that the energy policy chairs are the chairs. I'm not saying that outcome has to be observed in all cases, but I know when the House Republicans switched from Chair Beard to Chair Hackbarth, then the LEC reconvened and changed chairs. So it's the historic precedent. So I guess I can open nominations for Senate Chair. Senator Dibble?
Well, then I'll nominate the Energy Chair, Senator Martin.
Any other nominations? Hearing no other nominations, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails. Senator Marty is elected the Senate Chair.
Thank you, members of the Senate, and for the House, to have nominations for a House Chair of the Commission.
I nominate Representative Hortman.
Representative Hortman has been nominated. Any other nominations?
Get a hold of you.
You can ask somebody else.
She's texted you, what, 12 times?
Yeah. Boy, nothing gets past you, Senator.
Or one for you today.
The Senate even sent out Mark Dayton to I have the snowplows on Highway 52 to keep me away, but I'm here. So.
Are there any other nominations? If not, all those in favor of the election of Melissa Hortman as chair of the House, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
I'm a former House member. You got one.
Are, are you demoted?
I'm a former House member, so.
The only dissent in previous meetings on the election of chair was, I think, Senator Magnus voted against Representative Hackbarth, just in good fun as a former House member.
You really did listen to the tapes, didn't you?
I really did. Well,
no, my.
Yeah. That's a bad sign if your life is so.
I was just going to say, you got to get a life if you're listening to the tapes from the last 10 years. Did you listen when I was chair of the committee? How things went so smoothly in that? Or did you go back then?
No, I didn't go back that far. Senator Magnus.
You listened to all the tapes.
They didn't have audio tapes back then.
Yes.
The gloves come off early.
I give you credit for showing up, but then you shut up. This spared us. Yes, it worked.
Welcome.
This was for a small gathering of a few intimate friends.
Doesn't it look like that?
Friends part.
We're all friends, right?
Okay.
So other than getting together to elect chairs and talking generally about the idea of meeting once a month during the interim, I think Senator Marty and I would like to get together with folks individually and find out what you foresee with this commission, especially those of you who served on it before, and can indicate what are the things that were valuable that the commission did, and where would you like to see the work product go and the research go. But I did not have any other business I thought we should discuss this morning. Anybody else have any?
That's way too healthy.
Senator Marty?
And I think that we probably don't want to meet till after session, but I think in the meantime we can discuss with each other things we want to make sure the commission takes a look at and how we might function well. And so maybe what we can do is send around notes to people asking if they have feedback in terms of what we might cover and how we might structure the commission and move forward. And the commission does have a budget and is able to assess utilities, which can be used to fund staff. It's been used for travel, been used for other things in the past. And I think that given the amount of interest in energy policy, that may be something to move forward with, but we'll be in touch with members on that to get feedback.
The budget, does it carry forward? I don't think the commission has been meeting that often the last few years. Just wondering if that money is in addition to the $250,000 we get this year.
Senator Metzen, the budget does carry forward, and my understanding is there's a current balance of approximately $135,000 in the LEC account.
Okay. And, Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, then it grows by, is it $250,000 every 2 years?
Senator Metzen, only upon request of the co-chairs is the assessment.
Did we elect the right chairs then? Or are you going to?
Senator Metzen, I think we elected the right chairs.
Consider.
I put a move to Rekith. Yeah.
Before you elect them.
All right. Is the meeting adjourned? No.
Madam Chair.
Senator Senjum has a question.
Just a brief point. I'm just reading the first sentence of the duties there. And, I think a lot of our energy direction certainly promotes the environmentally sustainable energy future. And I'm not sure what I'm going to say here, but I think some focus on the economically sustainable energy future, I think for maybe all of us that's a little more foggy in terms of what that really means, in particular to our economic future in Minnesota. Just, for my preference, just a little direction in that area might be helpful, I think, educationally.
Absolutely agree. And just two other quick points I would mention. The design of the Legislative Energy Commission has the chair of the Ag Policy and the chair of the Transportation Policy Committees or a member of those committees on it because those sectors use a lot of energy. And as a state, we haven't really looked at how to be cost-effective for the long term in our energy use in agriculture and transportation. And I think the cost-effectiveness is over the long term is just as important as the environmental piece.
And Madam Chair, I'll agree. It says environmentally and economically sustainable, and I think that's it doesn't work if it's not sustainable policy, and I think we have to make sure of that. And Madam Chair,
I just think there's less information on the economically sustainable. It's probably out there, but I'm not sure it's been gathered up like the environmental component has.
And, Madam Chair, I think that's a good point. To go back to what Senator Metzen said about the chairs, the assessment is, I'll read this carefully, it's not to exceed $250,000 in a fiscal year, so it's per year.
Per year, okay, thank you.
Any other business before the commission this morning, or any other discussion? Seeing none, adjourned.